This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One, 0.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Each government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like I said. It's just one of these banner news days. And you know, it's like every day is going to be a banner news day. That seems to be the way things are shaking out. You know, we have the mask going on. Everybody's got to be wearing their COVID mask. Everybody's got to be discriminated against. Anybody who walks into your store, you cannot come into the store because you don't have your mask on, right? Well, anyway, we're going to lay a lot of that to rest in the third hour. Peggy Hall is going to be with us. She's joining up with the New California State Movement. And also, of course, she's an ardent, outspoken critic of those that are foisting the mask upon everybody, or so you feel. It's all illegal, by the way, and she'll explain it in the third hour here on Agenda 21 Radio, so we're real happy to have her with us. Also, I'm going to be talking about what is going on in Trump world and the many things that are going on, the swirling around of the Roger Stone pardon. Did he get a pardon or clemency? Right, I think we're going to look into that little business. Everybody's criticizing calling it a pardon when it's not a pardon. It's more like something else, and we're going to talk about that. You have to respect the rule of law, and I think that the chief law enforcement of the country is doing just that, right? Anyway, welcome aboard. Please remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, NCS 51 for New California State. NewCaliforniaState.com is the other website. So we've got two websites going on. You can go and get the information you need to make all the different calls that you need to make here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so I guess the big question is, what in the world is really, truly, totally going on when it comes down to so many things that are going on in our world? Are we tearing down more statues, or is it just another shooting gallery in Chicago? You know, I've decided that what I'm going to do is perhaps wait on this until tomorrow to report to you the real numbers. I've said this before. We don't know how many people were shot over the weekend, truly, because they haven't gone around to the hospitals and counted the bodies or the wounded or the dead. You know, how many people were shot as they were wounded. You know, that sort of. It's just absolutely, the cities are just blowing up everywhere. Lawlessness, more to report out of New York. Don't hear too much about what's going on in Los Angeles because, you know, the muzzling of the media down there and everybody's sort of complicit and compliant with whatever the governor says or whatever. And Mr. Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles. So a little bit of reportage. We'll get some, though. We will absolutely get some. Of course, the big story in California is the Bonhomme Richard, which is an aircraft carrier of sorts. It's an assault carrier. And the Bonhomme Richard, which is ported usually, as I understand, in San Diego, caught fire, and we don't know what's going on there. But we do have sources on the ground right there at the pier who have been telling you it's a raging fire. And I think it's very suspicious. And, of course, my suspicious mind, right, seems to be wandering away with me as I was watching the fire rage. Because, you know, when aircraft carriers burn, you know, it's usually because of ammunition, fuel, you know, that sort of thing. It doesn't seem to be that the case. It didn't have much fuel and had very little ammunition on it. In fact, it had no ammunition. You know, a lot of people don't understand when they bring those big ships in and they've got tons and tons and tons of munitions in them, they take the munitions off. There are certain places where munitions are offloaded not too far from the port and kept and stored. So that's what they do. Seal Beach in Southern California is a classic example of that, where they have these bunkers in which large amounts of weaponry is stored. I'm not going to get into the whole details of that, but that's just sort of a common thing when these big warships, they disarm them for good reason. You know, I don't want to all of a sudden munitions going up inside internal, because, you know, there's a lot of repair work and a lot of, you know, things going on to these big ships that could catch fire, which is exactly what we've seen happen. I'm just a little suspicious of the nature of the fire and how fast it's grown and how extensive it is in the actual ship itself. And the last report that we heard just before airtime was that they may just let it burn, which I sure hope they just don't let that big aircraft carrier burn. That they do everything necessary to put out the fire, but it seems to see. This is why I get real. What is the source of the fuel that's for the fire in a big ship like that? That's docked. I know they were doing repairs of it. You know, this is kind of like the normal habit that goes on with a ship of that size. So they're really trying to control a fire. Ships fires, as you know, if you've ever been on a big ship for any length of time, fire is one of the big things that they absolutely are, you know, terrified of. A fire out at sea in particular, in which you get no shore help. But this one has plenty of shore help. The boats are all around it. Fire boats are around it, cooling down the hull, which, of course, you don't want any cracking or anything like that in the hull itself, because that's when you start getting the ship to sink. And I don't think we're at that point yet. But it is, to me, it's a little suspicious. And, you know, I've already put my feelers out. I said, why is it burning like that? You know, I used to study aircraft carriers like crazy because I wanted to be one of my biggest dreams as a kid was to be a naval aviator. Oh, shocking, right? But seriously, I really aspired to that as a kid. I mean, I grew up around El Toro Marine Base in Southern California, and of course, jets and aircraft, and oh boy, oh yeah, as a kid growing up, that was just wanderlust there. And anyway, so that was, so to see a carrier of that size burning, it's almost like it got bombed. I mean, that's really what it looks like. It looks like it got bombed. It looks like one of those when you see these carriers in World War II that are being bombed and what happens to them, how they burn, it looks like that. So that's why I say, God, there's something wrong with that fire. But we'll find out. We'll absolutely find out here in the next few weeks, probably. Hopefully that thing will get... They say it may burn for days, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm just a person when it comes to these kind of things. That's all that I am. But, you know, good luck to everybody down there in San Diego, right? Okay, so the... demilitarization, if you will, of the police is in full force, right? I think that the Dems, though, are going to find themselves absolutely blown away. I really do. I think that Trump's going to win in big because I don't know of anybody who really wants to vote for violence. And it's very, very clear, very, very evident that what you have here is you have violence being openly promoted by the Democratic Party. Shockingly, that's what they're doing. You don't see Donald Trump, you know, up there trying to promote violence. He's trying to stop it. And, of course, that case is strongly made. That case is absolutely strongly made. And a sad little commentary, though. I'm a very big fan. I was a very big fan of Kelly Preston. If you have not heard, she's not, we're not related, that I know of anyway. But she passed away at age 57. And her husband, John Travolta, paid tribute to her. Yeah, John Travolta. A lot of people don't know that matchup. But big fan of Kelly Preston. I'm really sorry that she's gone anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. You know, they're striking some coinage for New California. I just thought I'd promo this. And we're going to be talking about the coins that they're actually minting for New California. You're going to want to buy those, and I'll be talking about those. Don't think we're going to get into it today so much. We're going to have some people on to talk about it. They don't know that they're going to be on to talk about it, but they're listening right now, and they're going, oh, you must be talking about me. Yeah, see, that's the thing about this radio thing. When people are listening and you talk to them out there, they talk to you. And I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get some text messages. Hey. I could say your name. No, I would never do that. Only at the right and appropriate time would I do such a thing. Anyway, so remember to visit our website. Now, you can call. The call-in line is 215-867-8255. It's not open right now. It won't be for the next hour, for this hour anyway. Next hour, we'll probably open it up. And then certainly in the third hour, we'll be opening that line up, 215-867-8255. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, ncs51.com. Okay, this is something. Liz Peek is a writer, and she's a researcher. She does all kinds of good stuff. She's a Fox News contributor. And for a long time, she was like a daily feature here on Agenda 21 Radio. This is back in the heavy Obama days when, you know, we're talking about closing down all the monuments. Remember the days when we had the close down of the monuments because of the budget? Remember that? And they were that was really an attack, in my opinion, by the Obama administration to desecrate all of our monuments. So all the national parks and everybody closed, right? Yeah, no parks for you because there's no budget. And they just use that to basically smear our history. That's the Obama technique. Now what you have is Black Lives Matter. They're just being terrorists out there, and they're just tearing down statues and all this other good stuff. Okay, Liz Peek. I haven't had her on the show in a while. I'll have to have her on the show, but because she's doing a bang-up job for Fox News. Anyway, she says this is the Dems beware, backlash against leftist mob rule grows. That's true. And then, shockingly, who's jumping in on this one is Mike Huckabee on this whole thing. It says Biden-Bernie economics. Ah, yeah. Here's how they'll hurt business and workers and families. Gee, do you think, here's a free market capitalist, Mike Huckabee. He's a big fan of New California. Shockingly, he's a big fan. I wonder why. Anyway, these anti-demonstrations for police and that sort of thing, not working out too well. Right? You know what I mean? And, of course, everybody's pointing to the fact that these demonstrations cause more coronavirus cases. Excuse me. I'd have to part on that one, but I wanted to get into this sort of thing because I think this is really, really huge. I think that the backlash is big time coming for everybody on the left. And I say, you guys beware. I think you have just absolutely. The reason why I say that is because, you know, I actually do have Democratic friends. Even in high places, I actually do have Democratic friends. I mean, they're Democrats. Yeah, you got to take it with a grain of salt, right? But anyway, they have their own opinions, and of course we have ours. But anyway, Liz Peek brings this out that I think that the pushback coming by the Dems themselves is going to be what's going to elect Donald Trump. Now, we're going to talk about election fraud from here until the election because it's all fraudulent. Any place where they've been californicated with the California style of electioneering, including ballot harvesting, which legal or illegal, California is the only place in the nation that has ballot harvesting as a legal process. It's commonly referred to as ballot stuffing. That's what it is. It is so blatantly fraudulent, yet we legalize it in California. Why? Because they can. They're a monoparty system, dictator, really. And, of course, I'm going to go through the whole discussion about we don't have three branches of government anymore. We just have one. In fact, the legislature is gone. I think today, actually, they're going to vote on whether or not they're just going to stay out of session for the rest of the year. I mean, that would, now listen, I applaud that. Good riddance to them, because remember, California has an 11-month legislative unrestricted cycle every year. And our constitution used to call for that the legislature would be in session once every 2 years. For 60 days, you're done, you're out the door. But now, oh no, they changed this in 1966. It's 11 months every year. So you can understand the rise of the bureaucratic state. Hello. You have all these unelected officials foisting new laws upon you. And, of course, the electeds are just kind of mere, you know, puppets is what they are, which they are. Anyway, enough of that. But this this is how she writes it. And I really like this, the way she's done it. It says, the backlash has begun. And I'm reading this, like I said, because I'm affirming what I'm hearing from my friends in high places. Repudiation of the cancel culture, the looting of neighborhoods, the defaming of our nation's history, the destruction of public monuments, attacks on the police, and yes, the nonstop dishonesty of the liberal media and vilification of President Trump is cropping up in ways big and small, and it will grow. That is so perfectly stated. That is so perfectly stated. I had a 3 a.m. phone call this morning. And this actually was part of the topic of discussion. So I did not know that Liz Peek was going to write this until I actually saw it pop up just before airtime. So this is all a cold read, but I'm just telling you. I can tell you what she's going to say, obviously. But this is so very well stated. I'm going to read this again. Repudiation of the cancel culture, the looting of neighborhoods, and the defaming of our nation's history, the destruction of public monuments, attacks on the police, and yes, the nonstop dishonesty of the liberal media and vilification of President Trump is cropping up in ways big and small. It will grow. Americans are fed up and they are angry. Increasingly, they will push back. Polling shows Democrat candidate Joe Biden's lead over Trump is shrinking as well. Now, you can't believe these things. You just really cannot believe the polls. Like I said, now, in a few minutes, Rasmussen is going to put, you know, his poll numbers out. We'll see where it's at. I think the president finished up 45% on Friday. I think. I can't remember. It's clear. Remember the range that he's been in. His range usually goes at the low end of 42, at the high end of 53. And sometimes in the week, you can actually track over the weekend, the beating up of the, you know, the president by all the left-wing media begins on Saturday. It peters out, of course, on Sunday night, because, you know, you got all the Fox, the anti-Trumpism that comes in, the vitriol that comes from the Saturday and Sunday Fox people just is over the top. So when you talk about Fox being pro-Trump, certainly not, doesn't look that way on the Saturday or Sunday. They're very anti-Trump, and I think Trump knows that, of course. Anyway, so, but the polling numbers is the big thing. I don't believe any of the polls except for Rasmussen and the USC, but that's it. They have been true and honest for the, I don't know, last three or four elections, four or five election cycles that I've been, you know, monitoring these things. So I stick with that. The range for Trump right now is between 42 and 53. Last week, I think he started at 44, went to 47, then went to 44, 45 or something like that in one day on Friday. I think that's where he ended up. So we're going to see where that range is. But it's an interesting range because there's not a lot of really extreme. He's in a good place, quite frankly, at this point in time on that one. Says Goya Foods CEO Robert Uno pushed back recently when he was attacked for praising President Trump, unlike countless corporate types who have caved to the pressures of the momentum. Uniru told Fox and Friends, "I'm not apologizing for complimenting Trump, whom he called an incredible builder." Shocking, Mr. Goya Foods business. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Now, the left will have you believe that cancel culture isn't a real thing. Judd Legum, the founder of Think Progress and former Hillary Clinton campaign staffer, tweeted, "Cancel culture is something that does not exist, but is a very popular concept among people who do terrible things and don't like being held accountable." Well, you can tell that to Goya CEO Bob Onunuwe for his mere presence and praise of the Trump administration's Hispanic Prosperity Initiative yesterday. Powerful left-wingers, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, are now calling for boycotts of his incredibly successful company. Now, not only is AOC attempting to destroy a Hispanic success story, she's spitting in the face of someone who has likely helped her and her constituents get fed. In the past few months alone, Goya has donated millions of pounds of food to U.S. food banks, including 100,000 pounds to the New York City Food Bank to be distributed to families in need during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Goya CEO, Bob Ununuwe, joins me now. Bob, this does not surprise me at all. I was so gratified to see you at the White House and speaking candidly about what your thoughts are about what the president has tried to do here in this very difficult time for the country. What's the real cause of all this backlash we're seeing against you and your company today?
Well, thank you, Laura. Great to be with you. The United States is the largest Hispanic country in the world, after Mexico. And every ethnicity is present in this country, from South America to Central America to Spain to every country, every Hispanic country on the planet. Goya has been in business for the last 84 years. Since 2000, the U.S. Hispanic population has doubled. The Goya brand is extremely iconic, and it means something to every different ethnicity. That's very powerful. And that can't be taken down, I don't believe, in a moment. But the fact of the matter is our country is very divided. I'm 66 years old, and I've been through a few decades, let's say. And in my lifetime, I've never seen the country more, unfortunately, divided. I like the saying, there are those who are born to love and to build and others to hate and destroy. And unfortunately, there's a movement of hatred and destruction. Who wants to see houses of worship burn, businesses that people have put their whole life savings into, and to build a business and to only have people come along and destroy it? They have no right to do that. And we have to stand for prosperity. You know, we are the most prosperous country in the world. Pre-COVID, we were the lowest Hispanic and Black unemployment in history. And even post-pandemic, we are still the most powerful and most prosperous country in the world. So we have to remain positive. We have to continue to build and grow.
Bob, will you be one of these, you know, big figures in American life? You've seen it in Hollywood. You've seen it in sports. Who is forced to apologize for standing with President Trump or next to President Trump? Will you do that?
The White House has an initiative on Hispanic prosperity, and I was asked by the White House to attend a roundtable and even be part of a new commission, which is yet to be named. But of course, you know, when you're called to service, to serve our country in whatever way possible, I'm blessed to have the fortune of being ahead of a company that is iconic. And so
The answer is no. You're not going to apologize for standing next to President Trump.
Hell no.
And Bob, what do you say finally to young Hispanics in the United States, maybe going to college or maybe coming right out, who want to start a business and who are being pulled into this direction of socialism or just destruction of American history or tradition? Just very quickly, a message from you, given your experience, to them.
By 2050, the United States Hispanic population will be one third of the population. So we have before us a path, and we can either take a path of building and loving and producing, being prosperous. And that's when my grandfather came at 18 years old from Spain to the land of opportunity to live the American dream and to prosper. Hispanic businesses are growing at 3 times the rates of any other businesses. And so the future is in our hands, and we have the opportunity to either do well or to destroy.
Yeah.
And
let's socialism, do well. Socialism or capitalism, freedom or subjugation. I mean, it's a pretty obvious choice. But, Bob, I just really want to thank you for standing up for what you believe in and your incredible success as a CEO and as a charitable officer of that CEO and everything that you've organized for people in need. It should be held up as an example to the rest of the country. And I want to thank you personally, and I know all our viewers do as well. Thank you so much.
Inunu. Yeah. This is continue on. I'm going to continue now with Liz Peek's article that I was talking about. This is interesting. Representative Ocasio-Cortez slammed Inunu on Twitter. even though Goya has donated thousands of pounds of food to needy New York families hurt by COVID-19. It employs roughly 4,000 people in the area. Begging the question, what has AOC done for her constituents lately? We need to call Chapman University and figure it out in Orange, California, by the Circle. In the wake of his remarks, liberals set hashtag boycott Goya trending. But Trump supporters answered with hashtag buy Goya, inspiring many to place orders for delivery to local food banks. Another recent story is promising too. Christian Cooper has said he won't help the Manhattan DA prosecute the so-called Karen, who falsely accused him of threatening her life. The African-American bird watcher decided that Amy Cooper, who was crucified on social media and fired from her job for making an inappropriate 9/11 call, had suffered enough, and that bringing her more misery constituted piling on. Sounds like Cooper thinks the cancel culture has gone too far, and he's right. Maybe remember that incident in Central Park. A letter written by 153 prominent intellectuals and published by Harper's Magazine denouncing today's intolerant climate and the vogue for public shaming, ostracism, was another welcome sign of a growing backlash. So these are the kind of things that are happening, right? I believe this backlash is for real. It's a wave that's coming. I'm telling you. Like I said, you know, I talked to Democrats in some in very high places, and they're tired of it. They're tired of it. Be surprised. Listen, you'd be surprised if I was to rattle off the names. You're going to go, yee. And of course, I'm not going to do that because, you know, I like my sources too. It says the most persuasive, though, is a new Monmouth poll showing that a great number of Americans, though supportive of police reform and conscious of our racial divide, have declining sympathy for the Black Lives Matter movement and the notion that racial prejudice is a major problem in the United States. And it's not. Listen, you have to have a crisis, and what better way to have a crisis than to be a racist and throw out the race card? That's one of the most inspirational moments that a racist can have, right? We're going to throw the race card because you're white. Because you're brown. No, it's not white, brown, yellow, black, or anything. No, it's because you're an American citizen. We don't like you because you're a racist, an American citizen. Yeah, if you're black and you're an American citizen, you're upstanding, you're doing all the right things, you got a job, you got family, and you're male, living the dream with your wife and kids, then guess what? You're a racist. Because you're doing all the things that the American dream is all about. And by the way, you're black and you're a citizen. So therefore, you are a racist in the cancel culture. That's the way it works. They've been doing this sort of trick in the UC system out here in California for years. Openly discriminating against not somebody's skin color, the fact you're an American citizen. Oh, that's not going to get you into college or university in California. No, no, no. They canceled American citizenship years ago. Anyway, stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, we got the presidential tracking poll came out a couple minutes ago for today, Monday, the Monday report. And keep in mind, he's 45% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. And that's where he was on Friday. Okay, I let's just see if the trend, like I think it's going to start doing now. The week before, it was 42%, as I recall, on Monday. And so now we're 45% where we left off on Friday. Okay, so let's see if this grows over the next several days to a higher number. I think that's probably most appropriate. So, yeah, they had 45% today and on 45% on the 10th and 44% on the 8th. Actually, I think the 9th it was, they're not giving me the 9th. On the 6th it was 47%. Yeah, and on, excuse me, on the third, 47%. So, I'm just going to say I think his numbers will continue to rise over the course of the week. That's just me because it's me. So that's so much for the polling data that we have there. What I want to do is I want to go to where did it go? Come on, technology, don't fail me now. I'm going to go to the Gateway Pundit. This is This is where we really get our news, is the Gateway Pundit. I'm just telling you that they have some good stuff, and it's interesting. It's really good for radio shows because it's condensed in a very neat way. And also, if you really want to look up all the data that comes out of it, it's boom, you got links right there. So it's, for me, it's a wonderful place to go. And so the Gateway Pundit, if I can get to pundit, you got to write in the word pundit. What is a pundit? Somebody who's rather skeptical about politicians. That would be it. Now, there's a story going around. I'm going to try and get more on this story where China wants to take on Cruz and Rubio and censor them. Okay. And by the way, we're going to try and get an update on the Three Gorges Dam in China. Speaking of problems, is whether or not how well that's working out for everybody, right? Yeah. Update: supporters of President Trump set Guinness World Record in South Carolina boat rally with between 2,500 to 3,000 boats in attendance. Shocking. Shocking the world with those boat rallies. You get the flags out there and everything. They had really, in Yuba City, California, had a really big rally for the police. I just want to throw that one out there. And good job to the citizens of Yuba City, California, who put that together. The police really appreciate it. There's going to be another one coming real soon, a big one. Probably lots more people attending to support the police. Shocking, huh? Okay, now this is what we're seeing about the pundit. This is the deep state is panicking over President Trump's commutation of Roger Stone's Stone because his appeal will reveal Russia never gave emails to WikiLeaks. Now, I can affirm that because WikiLeaks doesn't have them. Listen, we consume WikiLeaks stuff all the time. And, you know, to stay ahead of the game and, you know, well, and we report from WikiLeaks, just to let you know. There's some stuff out there that we have not divulged yet, which is going to start coming out, guys, about WikiLeaks and all the things that are going on with the WikiLeaks business, right? So WikiLeaks is one of the mainstays that we have here. And let's mention some names. This is one of my people who gives us information. Get on WikiLeaks, advanced search, exact phrase, pillows. Apply Podesta emails, filler. Look for handkerchief and title. Shocking. Wait till you find out that one. Listen, I'm going to play a little cue on you, right? Yeah, it's pure evil, as it's being categorized here. So this is, I mean, if you really want to do the dance, right? And oddly enough, that dance that I just said will lead you to Andrew Breitbart. Oh, yeah, Andrew Breitbart. Remember, he died on March 1st, 2012, about 18 after the hour of midnight. And a little less than 12 hours later, he would have been having a press conference that would have revealed so much about Obama. Shocking. That's because he knew about these handkerchiefs and he knew about Podestas. Yet it all had to do a lot with child sex trafficking and the Podestas and Hillary Clinton and the like. And other things. Just minor little details, though. These children, you know, they get used for sexual gratification if you're infants to 17-year-olds. Yeah. And you talk about deep state panic. Man, is that going on right now, huh? Yeah. Maxwell. Galen, however you want to say her name. The Black Book for Epstein, shocking. And, of course, now you have Ed Buck, all you buckaroos out there. Right, Mr. Schiff? So the deep state is panicking over the president's commutation. There's always something to think about with the president. Commutation is one of them. Just remember that. There's nothing like a little deep state commutation when you need it. They said that the president just wrote off Mueller, right? Mueller. No, he didn't. He didn't underestimate it at all. Got some pictures here. Deep state Mueller, Weissman, Rosenstein. All came out over the weekend to criticize President Trump's commutation of Roger Stone, which prevents Stone from going to prison. The reason they are panicking is because they all know that Stone's appeal will be heard and it will show that there never was proof that Russia hacked the DNC and provided the hacked emails to WikiLeaks. Here we go. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NCS51.com, NCS51.com. We're talking about this commutation. It's not communism. It's commutation of Roger Stone. And I want to put this out so all of you understand. There's a difference between a commutation and a pardon. Okay. The U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 2 reads, in relevant part, he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. And the president determined that Roger Stone is a victim of the Russia hoax that the left and its allies in the media perpetuated for years in an attempt to undermine the Trump presidency. Now, a pardon means it's all wiped out. You know, there's no more case, but a commutation means that he's out of jail based upon, he's not going to go to jail for 40 months. He's got a right to appeal, and he's out for the appeal. That's it. doesn't mean that he's been given a clear pardon. That's not happened. And the King Kong of pardons, of course, was Barack Obama, over 100 of them. Trump, in 4 years, done 10 pardons and commutation. There's a big difference. Big difference, but, you know, not to Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.